Haftarah for Ki Tetzeh 5777. Stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, and the mountains should crumble to the sea, I won't cry. I won't cry. No, I won't shed a tear. Just as long as you stand by me. Benny King. This is Isaiah 54. Synopsis. The Haftarah is comprised of a proclamation of restoration and an oath from God. Tzion is told to rejoice, for her population will expand. She'll be transformed from a state of being a widow to the Holy One once again espousing her. Anger will be replaced with great mercy and kindness. God takes an oath that he will never again be angry with Israel. Just as he swore with Noah regarding flooding the earth, so too is the loyalty of this oath with Israel. It will forever endure. The Torah does not treat our swearing of oaths and vows lightly. In our parasha, the issue is presented with a clear assertion. You must fulfill what has crossed your lips and perform what you have voluntarily vowed to God your Lord, having made the promise with your own mouth. We developed vows because we're a fickle species. Our minds and perceptions change, as do the circumstances of our lives. We fall in and out of love, and we fall in and out of each other's favor. At one time, we might believe that a place, action, or person will save us from troubles, only to be disappointed and again find some place, something, or someone new to replace them. We're usually as poor at anticipating how we will feel or act in the future as we are at predicting the future itself. Because of these threatening changes, we tend to fear commitment on various levels. Yet, with our fear of it, when we encounter true commitment in others, we honor it greatly and recognize it as a rare and precious virtue. When we are the receivers of such commitment, it strengthens our sense of security and self-worth like few other things do. There's nothing like the feeling of knowing that someone will not fail you. We know intuitively that it comes from an inner integrity that is hard to come by. On the most basic level, vows help us to ensure commitment amidst our volatility. Speaking out an affirmation that we will accept to do something or live in a certain way in spite of changes brings the intention from the silence and privacy of our minds into the real world. And in doing so, we tend to feel a greater obligation to live up to it. Maintaining consistency in a world of uncertainty is a profound challenge. But there's more to some oaths than just practicing personal control. We will swear an oath or take a vow for another person as an expression of intent to care about or commit to them, come what may. We will vow to stand by someone. It is in this capacity that God swears oaths. In fact, he is the first to take an oath in the Torah. And God said to Noah and to his sons with him, I now establish my covenant with you and your offspring to come, and with every living thing that is with you. I will maintain my covenant with you. Never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of a flood, and never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth. Various modes of commitment fill our parasha as well. From its several requirements of remembering and its presentation of the commandments regarding vows, to its demand of loyalties that we must have with others that are to remain intact, regardless of the enmity between us. The descendants of Israel's twin brother Esav, for example, are not to be rejected. You shall not abhor an Edomite, for he is your brother. Brotherhood, even when it involves animosity, is to be respected and remembered. The descendants of the Egyptians are not to be spurned by us either, as our ancestors were strangers in their land. We were slaves, to be sure, but fed and harbored nonetheless. You shall not abhor an Egyptian, for you were a stranger in his land. Torah teaches us to remember these bonds and to live accordingly. Ultimately, though, the highest show of commitment in the parasha is presented to us in the context of love. We are reminded that Bilam ben Beor was hired to curse us by the king of Moab, yet God did not heed him as he usually would have, because he loves us. But God, your Lord, refused to heed Bilam. Instead, he turned the curse into a blessing for you, for God, your Lord, loves you. The single greatest commitment anyone can have for another is one of love. It is the vow and oath to live a life of connection and support with someone, not because we owe them as a debt of gratitude, nor because it is an act of virtue, but because we know that our connection with that person is part of the nature of our own being and identity. Any other life we might lead with them would be one of negation and illusion. We are not islands. We are intimately and integrally connected with others. It is unavoidable in life. And when we mature to the point of understanding that truth, our greatest act is an oath of recognition, a statement that acknowledges it. Even if it is as simple a statement as, "I will be there for you. I stand by you. I will not fail you. You can depend on me." The words are concise, but the implications are enormous. They should not be used lightly. You must fulfill what has crossed your lips and perform what you have voluntarily vowed. Yet, at the same time, we should strive to bring ourselves to the level in which we could genuinely say such words to those we love and with whom we have a bond. There is deep comfort in truly knowing that someone is there for you in care and support with no ulterior motives. It is God Himself who sets the example and displays this highest level of commitment for us in the parasha. "Can one cast off the wife of his youth?" said your God. He assures us that all else can fall away, the mountains and hills can crumble, but he will stand by us. Indeed, amidst all of the hardship and pain, he has stood by his nation Israel. The oath of love soars above all circumstance, hardship, difficulty, and challenge. It is our greatest act and our highest goal in life. For love is neither sharing nor intimacy alone. It is the very fabric of existence. And in the end, it is all we have. For the mountains may move and the hills be shaken, but my kindness shall never move from you, nor my covenant of peace be shaken, said God, who takes you back in love. Shabbat Shalom.